Bird and Butterfly Garden. A team of four master gardeners began planning the bird and butterfly garden in the year 2000. First, they referred to several reference guides to garner a list of appropriate plants, bird and butterfly habitat requirements, and a design that would suit the space. Construction began soon after, and the team had their work cut out for them, digging, raking, and moving the many rocks that were located here. The garden was sparse for the first 2 to 3 years, but once the perennial plants and shrubs became established, it wasn't long before the flowers bloomed, the spaces filled in, and the birds and butterflies found a bountiful new home. In the subsequent years, additional plants have been added. An Eagle Scout project provided the butterfly houses for the garden. Bark mulch has worked well to keep weeds down, and those that do grow are hand-pulled. All the plants in this garden are sun-loving. They require moderate watering, which is provided here through both drip and overhead irrigation. The sprinkler heads are raised high so that the water that's sprayed won't damage the blossoms. The watering systems supply water to the birdbath and butterfly water basins as well. A balanced fertilizer is applied once a year. Both birds and butterflies enjoy the variety of flowering and fruiting plants and shrubs in this garden, but a butterfly garden has some special design requirements. First of all, butterflies are insects and are therefore cold-blooded. A butterfly garden needs to be an open, sunny space because butterflies need sunlight to warm their bodies. No matter how conscientiously the plants have been selected for attracting butterflies, not many of our winged friends will visit a garden unless the temperature reaches at least 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Needless to say, this is not a difficult requirement in the Tri-Cities. The large boulders that were dug during the formation of this garden warm up in the sun and provide a perch where the butterflies can bask. That said, even cold-blooded creatures can get too hot sometimes. This garden is also furnished with damp areas where the butterflies will have a plant to take a break from the heat. Butterflies can't drink from open water sources, so a bird bath just won't do. Instead, they're supplied with small, shallow dishes to supplement other irrigated areas that have moist sand or mud. Certain types of butterflies congregate around such mud puddles to cool off, and perhaps also to imbibe the salts and other needed minerals that have been dissolved in the water. The shrubs planted here also provide butterflies with shelter from high winds, another essential element in a butterfly garden. Finally, no pesticides are used in this garden. Most insecticides are lethal to caterpillars and simply coming into contact with surfaces tainted by insecticides can kill adult butterflies. Butterflies need both nectar plants as well as host plants. Good selections of flowering plants in this garden serve both the caterpillars and adult butterflies. A host plant is one that the adult butterflies will lay eggs on. The hungry baby caterpillars eat the leaves of these plants, grow quickly, and soon form a cocoon that develops into a butterfly. Some species of butterflies are very particular and will only lay eggs on a certain plant. Other species are not quite so choosy. Herbs such as lovage, fennel, and parsley that are planted here serve as butterfly host plants. Other host plants for the laying of eggs and for the caterpillars to feed on include sedum, violet, thistle, various grasses, marigolds, snapdragon, cabbage, aster, dill, and alfalfa. If you want to attract a particular species of butterfly to your garden, learn about both the host plants and nectar-producing ones that the species prefers. Plants that produce nectar are a food source for adult butterflies. Butterflies prefer flat flower heads where they can reach the nectar with their small proboscis or nectar-sucking tube. asters, Joe Pye weed, butterfly bush, violets, ironweed, lantana, verbena, butterfly weed, and coreopsis are good nectar sources for butterflies. This garden also includes Jupiter's beard, Russian sage, lavender, and hardy hibiscus. Native plants such as yarrow are also important for retaining the butterfly's habitat. Like butterflies, birds need food, water, safe cover, and places to raise their young. They love a wide variety of berries and fruit, and this garden's bountiful buffet includes elderberry, cotton ester, gooseberry, service berry, cranberries, blueberries, and both Oregon and Concord grapes. Hummingbirds feed mainly on nectar and supplement their diet with small insects. They especially like the trumpet vine that winds around the arbor at the entrance to this garden. Tubular flowers that are in the open allow the hummers to hover while feasting on the nectar of the flower. Other good hummingbird plants include bee balm, butterfly bush, butterfly weed, cannas, cardinal flower, columbine, coral honeysuckle, penstemons, phlox, liatris, iris, delphinium, foxglove, and fuchsias. Birds are also attracted to water. The large boulders in this garden have a depression on top to catch irrigation and rainwater. This water is augmented with a bird bath. The bird's bath's water is replenished frequently, but is not left to stagnate where it might provide a breeding ground for mosquitoes. Birds like to have a place nearby where they can flit off to when danger approaches. They'll also use these places as a stop-off point to inspect their feeding area before they approach. The pink pussy willow and other large shrubs in this garden provide good perches and shelter. Larger trees located in the small tree arboretum across the way provide more space for birds to roost and raise their young. Do you want to bring more birds to your yard? Perhaps you've already installed a bird feeder and bird bath. But there are other ways you can increase the variety and quantity of birds in your landscape. First, evaluate and identify the habitat elements that already exist in your yard or garden space. Look around your yard. Is there a pile of brush or low-growing shrub for birds and to hide from predators? Are there larger trees nearby, not just in your own yard, but in adjacent properties? Is there a constant source of water for drinking and bathing? Is there food for birds, not just what you put in a feeder, but fruiting plants and trees? Perhaps you've even left dead trees standing so woodpeckers can find food and build nest cavities. If you can spot these elements, you may already be providing a habitat for wildlife and didn't even know it. Thank you for visiting the Bird and Butterfly Garden.